You're here for one thing only. Me too. I just end up coming back to it no matter what happens. So let's give us both a reason to be here. I'll pitch and you catch a few suggestions, and if they sound like the kind of thing you want to do, or if my voice just sounds like the kind of thing you want to do things to, then follow along. Get somewhere comfortable. And if you do choose somewhere that you already had in mind, or that you've done things before, the additional small assignment of finding why it's comfortable. My habitual trancing place is my bed, sitting propped up, with headphones in. It's comfortable because I know no one would ever come in my room without a lot of notice. And the pillows are particularly comfortable. They frame my back and keep me propped up enough that I can follow the thread even if I get very, very relaxed. Pick anywhere where you are able to sink away. The less awareness and moment-to-moment adjustment that you have to make, the better off you are for what follows. Comfort and the heat of what may occur. I mean, if you read the title, then you already know. H.F.O. Hands-free orgasm, though I may have your hands do things. Just not between your legs. There are parts of you out in the periphery which, when you notice them, you expect some fanfare. If your attention is on a hovering arm, the wrist rising as though a balloon were tied to it. And I had you make a fist and just open the fist. One might believe the arm will fall, safe and slack and heavy, in response to opening like that. Getting parts of you to connect, because your awareness and the nerve endings flow much further than the place you're settled. And I would like you to settle. Deep breath with me, okay? In to the fullest extent. And then out slow. It's a palpable place where something that keeps the body going enters in. But too often we neglect that a good trance, that sinking, experiential, in this case, ideally surrendering, because I have good ideas and I want to share them. Good patterns of thought, if you want that throb that is so useful. Why is climaxing with a little hypnotic assistance and only the mild movement of the body so valuable? Well, giving it out as a reward, using it as a lure, leaning in and saying, if you're good, you'll come. If you're good, you'll come by the end. If you breathe deeply, then something that is just empirically positioned to be desirable, to be good, even if it's good because you deny it, or because you hold it off, or if you're like me and you ruin them every now and then, or if you just savor them and want as many as you can get, or want that hypnotic overwhelm, that rush from the head to the core, down to the extent of your musculature, without even needing to concern it with between your legs. Maybe that's what keeps you going, keeps you coming, the knowledge that you could be coming without mere physicality needing to be the limiter. On and on a euphoric, guiding wave. But to get you there, we first might want you to be more relaxed than you were coming in. And so breath, the palpable, deliberate entering into you of something nourishing, buoying you up, so that if you imagined you were under heavy weights, those who find themselves under the weight of the day, of expectation, of a future appointment, can for a time know the duration of this is only half an hour, So no matter how far you go, no matter how much you let go and listen, then as your chest rises and falls, as your body inflates and deflates, some small amount of that inflation, that engorgement, that excitation can exist spiking even above the heavy soporific of, would you like to just listen while I talk? Knowing that when you get to the end, well, anything might have happened, but there will be an end. Breathe me in, as though these words were floating not directly into your ears, but hanging out in a cloud around you. You may hear the first layer of my meaning, the first influx of my thinking. But with that deep breath, you carry in the bits that were hiding behind your ears or around the back of your head or hovering just above you, creating a negative pressure, a you are hungry enough, that spare bits of trance, the meaning within the meaning, the subtext below the text, gets breathed into you. And it might float around the bloodstream, or hang out in your chest, or hang out in your head if I'm lucky. But it's all just part of the same mechanism. You eventually might decide, oh, I'd like to get on with suggestion, with asking you to do things, with implying that you can't not do things. Heavy as you are, the idea that any action would be inexorable no doubt feels a little silly. When someone is in a state where that easy, heavy breathing leads to easy, heavy arms and legs, easy, heavy core, and well-supported body, where the space you're in and you occupying that space can melt together, so your desires are pooling on the floor, and your head fills with my ideas. Breathe them in deep, more. More. It fills you. Thoroughly fills you. Even the places where the air doesn't go, echoes and vibrations can go everywhere else. That's all these are. Echoes, vibrations. Come on down, deeper and deeper down. Night, night. And me too. Uncoiling like a spring. Untensing and realizing how tense I'd been. I'll ask you to tense again later, but to better purpose. Relax. Whenever your breath goes out, let it take some of that sublimating now, condensating, vaporous thought, what used to be a brain. Now the inflated, the slowly warming, cooling stuff, melting honey candy sweetness over the surface of a brain all too ready. Ready to drop, and why shouldn't you? Heavy as you are, why shouldn't you drop to where you can view things normally intended for deeper, heavier places, when your body moves only with more deliberation, even its tension, untensing, clenching, unclenching, pulsing, pulsating, even its answering response to every little prompt, is more powerful, because it's heavier, it's weightier, it sinks deeper, travels harder, farther, faster. Let yourself have things a little faster. Another ripple, another pulse, top of the body to the base in that deep reservoir inside, that stores your pleasure, which normally has to be held back, is freed. And you're free to be heavier, to fall more, glued to or melted into the surface on which you decided to listen. Your eyes, too, simply closing until the only thing behind eyelids is my voice you've been breathing in, and the empty space being filled. If you're sitting up, you might even be able to do some of the tricks that show how dropped you are, slumping shoulders, a dipping, tilting head, your chin touching against you, or simply your head lolling in a gentle, safe way against its supports. These all broadcast the success of deep drop, don't stop, drip, drop, deeper down. It's only simple. It's only easy. Let it relax the excitation in the nervous system and relax the brain subjective too. If you're heavy and you're safe with me and you want to get to the other bits of where we'll be going, if you are tempted forward by wanting to hear both of us get afflicted together, then I'm happy to do it. Think of it. If you were in that state, if a hand gently pressed on your shoulder and pushed you down into the surface you're on, an almost guiding over-the-shoulder movement, and you found that instead of resistance, instead of buoying or holding you up, it just gently caved, pressed downward, my hand on your shoulder, and then up. One fingernail circling, finding a spot on the back of your neck and tap, tap, tap out like a light. Lean, get leaned as I move you with my hands on your shoulders, swaying, sinking, and it's easier to lose the exact positioning of your body if you're also tracking my hands, my massage, digging thumbs gently into the musculature of the back and shoulder. It can be an insistent, pressing feeling, but you won't notice the real effect until I take the hands away, and now you're unsupported, unanimated, no longer puppeted, marionette thought departed. What you are is good for me. The honey of my words breathed in, condensing and settling over a mind all too eager to take inside anything, which is like a stroke, a caress of my fingers over your body, anything which is like a desperate, hungry, oh, you are so much more aroused than before. Take in anything that does the work. Because there is work in the sense of stored potential energy. I've been circling my point, but the more you breathe of me, the more I begin to make it. Thumbs, and then fingernails gently circling, as though circling points where the pressure is being held, and digging the heel of my hand into them. I even get caught up in my own suggestions. So even if you're not here to experience your side, you'll get to hear me going with you notionally, or ahead of you if you need temptation. You could always listen ahead. This is made for you to listen ahead and hear how I progress through stages of slumping, sinking, warm, skin-deep darkness. By the way, I have already, in a few small ways, deceived you for fun. So if you noticed or didn't notice, I'll drop the surprise later. On we go. The longer you listen, the more when I touch, push a pressure point, remove hands, you only really realize what's been done. When I go ta-da, when the misdirection is done, or the firm direction, because more often than not I simply elaborate, that if all those thoughts you used to have are pooling on the floor, and among them are thoughts of trancing like this, dropping like this, shoulders, arms, thighs, legs, toes curled, but all of it drawn by gravity, and if I can make you more aware of a caress that isn't there, I can surely make you aware of gravity that pushes you down in a bed or a chair or sprawled out on a comfy mat on the floor. In any of these places, What if I put my finger on the scale as I've dug my thumbs into your in-need-of-massage tension points? A finger that just pushes the scale of the way you feel gravity with each deep breath, and your breathing is still relaxed, and your body lax, slack, liquefied like the thoughts, because it's all muscles. The brain is a muscle with delusions of grandeur, and if you pool on the floor, you can see quite a show from there. See my hands as yours might, relaxed though they are. I'm full of mischief and you're breathing me in. So your hands may move to places where you want them to begin to just touch, but not between your legs, please. Leave that for me. And if you were already touching, already in the throes of something like what you do to you, what you crave from you, then what comes from me might build up too much, and you might fall asleep before the end. I know I have. This is my second or third time, and I will allow an aside from the deepener to help you deeper and deeper, melt you, drop you, drip you like honey across the surface of the brain, pulse you, throb you, carry you to where every breath is regular and deep and the same, but accompanied also by mine. And in the background, I have been squeezing the muscles of my pelvic floor to make it so I'm primed. So pulsation, when it does enter in, starts to mimic how I would feel if I let my hands begin to caress, begin to touch, and with engorgement, with the slow heat, with lower areas starting to get more and more high priority, so even attention is diverted to the one place attention and tension are still allowed to go. Breathe it in, ripple with the good kind of shiver, spasm with the good kind of heat, and meet my energy coming the other way. The way I approach this invitation to play, every stroke on your skin, massaging your legs, finding tightness and rendering it into light, airy dissolution. Every part of you, a pooled, dripping sign. Arousal is allowed. But if you're too heavy for arousal, and it just arrives as a wave of, oh, pleasant good feelings, unconnected from climax, I get it. Sometimes the trance and the climax and the training, the vulnerable, sensitive mind, the dissolved perspective, dilute in sugar and honey. Sometimes it's too sweet for the mind to drink directly, so instead we slump. We lose the rigidness in musculature and let the rigidness stay in only one place. The way my thighs are closing, my belly is squeezing, the way every second I try to keep a steady rhythmic pace. The closer you are to the ideal of calm, deep, heavy feels of relaxation and the air simply being my voice floating around you, breathed in where it must pass through that gossamer sweetness, that cotton candy brain, that honeyed body. Physical relaxation and mental go together because we're so often using what mental faculty we have to just hold the rest together. Permission to discard and disregard, permission to drift deep, drop asleep, find hands on you, over you, rubbing you, pressure points held with gravity, held with deliberateness. Every second that you ease into it is easing into a warm bath made of caressing voice and intent physical stimulation, which your hands are free to give you. You could even have positioned yourself, as I sometimes do when I want easy mode, with something vibrating between your legs to grind on, with a simple, slow pressure or something you could slip into place. This is up to you. I want to add, not take away. There aren't rules. I asked you nicely not to touch between your legs, but if you did, it just might mean you come early. You come to play early. I'm touching. I'm breaking my own rule. So aren't all the rules really just guidelines? Hands drifting. Mine. Yours. Moving. Rhythmic. Methodical. Constant. Unstoppable. Ever more intense. With the tiniest gestures. The deepest breaths that carry more of me. Ferry more of my intention. Onto the surface of your brain to collect. Condensation. More sweet honey. Forming a lair. A lair your thoughts would have to get out of. A lair in which I dwell. Massage and heat all over your skin. Covering you. Deep and intent. All of you exist to have those little connections made. My fingertips sparking, but pleasure only. You could hear or feel just spark. Heat. And where they pass, yeah, your muscles have been activated, blood flow excitated. A massage often is conducive to climax in any form, not just as foreplay, but to make the whole body warmer, more peaceful. That vacant crocodile in the sun feel your brain has when it lets simpler lizard brain pleasures come to the surface. Water and liquid metaphors, solidity of the skin, massage that awakens the blood flow, the sparking, pleasure-sensitized system of you. Your nervous system receives pleasure, pleasure, from the distant frisson, the frictional touch, and this ignites that reaction where your brain is coated in honey. It feels good to just be tingling and heated. And to know I'm there along with you. The inside of my head just spark, but it feels good. Heat, but it feels good. Every neuron signal from that muscle with delusions of grandeur, deeper and deeper down. The ocean of pleasure, the stored gravity inside, building up. Waves from side to side of the basin more, and you make climax at any point. I had a small one earlier and kept it together. The idea that you are holding in a whole person full of pleasure, whether through denial and being pent up, or just wanting it bad enough, breathe it in. You're clearing away what existed before you decided, oh, I need a little bit of that. Oh, I'm ready to play. Well, I am too. And it's gonna start in your head. I may address the brain with diminutives and say it doesn't have much it can do when you decide to commit it to a task that compels. That compels. Rather more action in the body than you would think. By this point, you're allowed to just carry on or go if you like. If you know by now, if you want to hear the rest, if you're into this, then the only test that remains is to find a muscle you can move that feels a little good. And try to do that. It isn't impossible that you get deluged away in my voice, that you don't hold on, that you start just thinking the words I say, one by one, to give you something to cling onto. This is that deeper and deeper down, the honeyed well that might as well be a whirlpool in that reservoir of pleasure. That dam where you deliberately let the pressure off by letting it overspill every now and then. Don't you want to spill with me? Allow your experience to be dragged along on mine. So as I detail it, you identify with it. As you identify with it, we climax from it. Only instruction I gave you that you need to hold on to in the bit of you that when you're deep and when you're asleep and when you submit yourself for evaluation? Nah. We don't judge here. You've submitted yourself for sublimation, for the brain to go directly from solid to vapor, to be breathed out. You've respirated the thoughts you had before. You've inspired your brain with the ones I leave floating around, trying to slip themselves under the door. Hey, what if you were helpless? Hey, what if we were helpless? Oh, I'm watching, I'm taking care. I've done this procedure many times. But the fact that I'm a little bit ahead of you means you can see where you will go, see what is in view. Hold on to my words. Surely you've seen audio visualized. Oh, that is a few squeezes too many. Depending on that muscle that you pick, that part of you that would feel good if you relaxed and tensed it, some of them tend to go a little quicker. I tend to clench my buttocks and my pelvic floor all at once, and it's a pulse. It's a pulsation. But it's also a pulse because I let it run in the background, unregarded, such that while I'm trancing, as long as the muscles are not worn out and remember to take care of your muscles, I can only take care of you by going ahead of you, showing you what will happen. But when my voice does surround, see it as an audio visualizer, a little thin line that when I speak vibrates up and down like a bunch of lines in an earthquake. But it's really just vibration, the stuff that can get through your skull if I whisper behind your ear, next to it, against your forehead. A kind of controlling outer monologue, and oh look, you in need of a controlling inner monologue. All the tricks and words before are not nearly as important. You've breathed in, you've breathed out, your brain is coated in honey and my words fall down through it, vibrating little points of light that stir the sweetness up, splash it against your tongue, make the back of your eyes aware of how heavy the front is, so you look inward. And looking inward opens up on an empty vacancy waiting to be filled, a mind sublimated. I have more than enough muscles clenching, squeezing, pulsing, throbbing, heat down the back of my brain, back of my neck. I have enough of these simple things that I use to lead me, orgasmic, lead me, transported. The longer I go in this state, the more you can trust I know my way there. If I stop the trance early, I can avoid ending up a climactic puddle. For now, all there is how long it lasts. Eyes closed, body slumping, self-massaging. I'm going to do a very classic one, but you, hearing and breathing in my voice as it surrounds you, may be wondering, oh, how much more of this can I take in a cloying, heavy way? Breathing the soporific of, I am imminent, I am readied, the smell of my cologne, the feeling of fingers tracing the nerve endings, tracing along your skin, finding muscles, following veins of thought as well as the rivulets of your own dripping mind, drooling down, forming a puddle that will no doubt swell up when climax is the only option. A puddle of juicy, deliberate honey, my words mixed with your thoughts. And now I take your relaxed, heavy hands, your weighted arms, and spread them left and right, anchoring them to the bed, so we can really get started. Click. Isn't that good? Don't you like it? Honey down the back of your brain. My tongue gently tasting the excess thoughts drooling out of you. Other arm, click, locked. You're not surprised. It's no shock to think that for what follows, you're going to be racked. You're going to be rolled and tormented in your own deliberate way. The submission only starts halfway. I said before, oh, I'm going to have this be only half an hour. Well, glancing, it took half an hour to get you deep enough, to get me deep enough, to get us to the start of the rough, rolling, body-rocking part. Now I get serious about our fun. And you should take all fun seriously when you're empty and vacant and arms, wrists, ankles, anchored. A favorite suggestion of mine. While I will find myself able to pause or edit or do what must be done to fulfill the session, I had an agenda at the beginning, and the agenda included at least one climax for me, with every part of the process explicated. That background pulse comes first. Throb, drip, ugh.
Good for you, pleasure. Good for you, heat. Good for you, the background hum that can't be beat as your cock throbs, heat in it, blood flow to the tip and from the tip to the base. All you feel is the race of pleasure, the tingling ache, pleasure, pleasure. Night, night, pet. Your cock controls you so much. Your cock controls you and me so much. We cannot resist hypnotic trance. Pulse and throb, drip and drop. Cock throbs nonstop. Cock controls you so much. Cock controls you so much. Gonna bust, gonna spurt, gonna let it all out. Down, lower and lower, deeper and deeper. Good cock. Cock controls so much. Submit to your cock. I submit to my pussy. We drip together. Pulse from inside. Throb from inside. Pay attention and let it ride. Heat. Drip. Drop. Meet that heat coming the other way nonstop from inside. When you drop, you get horny. When you drop and get horny, you get happy. When you drop and get horny and get happy, of course you're committed to going deeper. You want to go back there. Happy and horny, euphoric and good, good cock. Good cock, let me talk to your cock. Words talk, your cock throbs. Tick tock, your cock throbs. Drop deep, deep asleep, but your body's awake in your cock. The hunger, the thirst, the unslakable ache. Cock. Think of cock. 10, 9, think of cock. Your cock. Cock controls you. 8, 7, so much. 17, 27, cock controls you so much. Night, night, pleasure spark. A pleasure spark. A jolt. A thing from the dark nervous system of you. A warm ascendancy shining in view. It's shining on the tip of your cock. A drop of my juice or yours, dripping and it drops. Cock. Think of cock, drop for cock, enjoy cock. Your cock. Put your hand on it if you have to, or pulse from deep inside till it takes control of you. Harder and heavier than ever before, magnetizing your attention. More, more cock, please. More, you say to your cock, please. You ask your cock. More, I say to my pussy, please, I ask my pussy. More and more, we move on the same little path. Deeper, hotter, deeper, hotter. Hot, dripping, dropping cock. Cock drops you down. Deep drop, don't stop, cock. Deep for your cock, hot for your cock. I'm doing everything I can to help you learn to listen. Your cock does all the thinking, so you're either thinking with your cock, or you're not thinking. Wouldn't you rather be thinking with me about what I am too? Yeah. Resonant heat deep inside you, finding its way to the surface, and you squirt and spurt and dribble. Anything you do is the right thing to do. Even coming early, come early. I wonder if you heard that. I wonder if you noticed these words in the edge of your hearing. If you noticed the swelling and the heat in the depth of you. This is here to help. You're allowed to ring your thumb and forefinger. Stroke your cock. Stroke your cock. Stroke your cock. Non-stop. Stroke your cock from deep inside. Your fingers are allowed to slide and drip. Lubed and drippy, stuck and sticky, stuck to your cock, stuck to your cock, which controls you so much. Your cock controls you so much, even with no touch. Squeezing your thighs, rolling your eyes, fluttering deeper and deeper inside and melts. Night, night, Pat. Deeper, you're being wrung dry. You're gonna squirt out everything you don't need. You are being gently made more soaked so you can be drier, so the inside of your balls can be emptier. Don't you wanna go and come till you're done? Come till there's no more come to come. Squirt it all out, spurt it all out. No doubt you could drain those balls if you just thought of all the things I'm feeling. Just teasing and revealing what's going on here and how it goes. Your brain can melt and you know. This is good for you. This is what you need. Be blank, Pet. Think only of your cock. Think only of your cock. Throbbing non-stop. Think only of your cock. Erect, hard, pointing almost straight up, ready to spurt straight up your cock. Full, full to the limit, full up your balls. Full, full to the limit, full up. Night, night, Pet. Deeper and deeper down. Pump your cock and throb throughout. Pump and throb and feel. No doubt you're gonna come. You're gonna end up where you're gonna be done, where your brain will be gone. Every inch of your body devoting all of its excess energy to hands. Free escapist climax, melting your brain, overflowing the reservoir, bringing you to the surface, which is where you are. Fractionated, popped up, popped down, popped up, pop down, rise up, fall down, rise up, no thoughts, just down, drowned out in pleasure, my words vibrating in, siren seduction, and we've barely begun to begin, but deeper and deeper into the fold, deeper and deeper, and no one knows where you'll go, until you're spurting, and your eyes roll back, and you realize you can still come, if you can go, and your brain can go, then you can come, and barely know the limit of what you can feel in that hard throbbing thing that feels more when you squeeze from deep inside. The more aplomb, the more of a show you make of the thing, the better off you are, the better off we are. Oh, how warm and seductive this is. The limitless pleasure that comes up from within, that will begin to flow over your skin and trickle down into the heated valley at the core of you, erecting you. Your cock comes into view, so big and hard. Cock controls you so much, you cannot resist hypnotic trance. Cock controls you so much. Cock, your cock, your big hard penis in your hand. The length, the glands, the joining at the base where the balls connect to the shaft-erecting musculature that becomes erect in the first place, engorged, inflamed, the heat that just drains into the balls and fills them up from the bottom, drains into the balls, it feels good. My cock controls me so much. My cock feels so good. Hot and horny. My pussy controls me so much. My pussy feels so good. I want you to get some of that too. Both of us get to feel good. Collapse into pleasure. Dripping for your cock, swelling and squirting. Expanding inside me. Expanding. Good cock. Cock controls us so much. Good cock. Cock controls us so much. Pleasure fills you so much as your length is pleasured. You feel that little command inside, commanding your length to stand up straight, pulsate, pleasure, squeeze, clench, tense, good, good cock. Let yourself hump at the air. Don't you wish you had something to fill? You're allowed to have something to fill. You're allowed to do anything up until you come. Allowed to do whatever you have to do to get the job done. Make it so you reach the finish line, and it'll get easier and easier to reach it each time. You're gonna find it easier to reach the finish line. No need to think, except that you need to feel this along with me, and I'm accelerating ahead of you. I'm feeling mine more than you've been feeling yours, so feel yours more. Good, feel the pleasure buzzing and collecting. Find the nerve endings between your legs, the muscles that keep your cock erect. Powerful, direct, potent, exerting their pleasure on your length and your balls. Your balls squeeze up against the bottom and prepare to expel all that pent-up stuff, all the stuff you haven't finished yet. I'm dropping when we get like this. Let's drop together when we get like this. Drop and come together. Come together just as planned. Drop and find your hand is where it goes, where it needs to go. And maybe it doesn't need to go in the middle. Cock hot and drippy. Pussy hot and drippy. My cock controls me so much is what you should say. I cannot resist hypnotic trance is what I have to say. Can't resist surrendering to it. I want to drop, and I'm so much closer to coming when I drop. Sparking, jolting, pulsation, pulse, pulse. Good cock. Your cock controls you so much. My pussy controls me so much. I cannot resist hypnotic trance. My cock controls me so much. Say it to yourself. Say it inside your brain. You know it's gonna remain in there echoing. Even when you're done, you'll still be horny, still be hot, still be yearning for more fun. Your cock controls you so much. It's lovely, really. It makes me feel more confident. It makes you more hypnotizable. You're better at this when your cock controls you so much. Controlled by my clit, I submit. Controlled by your cock, you can be on top. Slide it in and throb. Clit on cock, rubbing, both engorged, both enriched, both more and more incensed and warmed, counting down slowly, spiraling down slowly. Finding yourself ferried down to a deeper place where all you do is drop, deep drop. Night night pet, down, non-stop, sinking drop. Your brain drops, you flop insensate. Only pleasure, only cock, hard cock. Your cock controls you so much, good cock. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. Your cock controls you so much, good cock. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. You are so full of pleasure, so fixated. You want this to work and you want to work it. You are working it from the inside out with tension and squeezing and pleasure and more. Filling your body more and more with what your body is for. Warm waves of pleasure, treasuring warm waves of leisurely pleasure. Your mind dissolves away and you leisurely play with your body. Your mind at play with your body. Pleasure between your legs. Your thoughts fading in and out every time you get confused, which fractionates you, lets you rise up. Then you just don't know what to do with your throbbing, needy cock standing big and hard. Think of my pussy dripping the same from across the channel here. Over the wires, through vibration, hear the needy refrain in my voice. More, please, more, please. Your cock controls you so much. Good cock. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. Your cock controls you so much. My pussy controls me so much. We both get to throb so much. So lucky, delighted with heat. With pulsing, squeezing, stimulating deep inside. Every time you clench, you squeeze and you provide pleasure. Leisurely growing pleasure. Anything you need in pleasure. You leisurely relax and pleasure expands to fill the empty space, to fill in your mind and take the place of what was there before till you find it's just a throbbing, transporting realm of climactic release inside your head. No cessation, only continuation and stimulation. The devices of your pleasure you're allowed to use, whether you are deep or whether you are fully alert. You are allowed to touch, allowed to delight in caressing your skin, or to clench from within, to tense till it flows from without to within, within to without. Your hard cock standing up, good cock. You cannot resist your hypnotic cock. I cannot resist my hypnotic pussy or trance in general. It's hot. You see, that's the thing. It's hot. It's so hot and horny that it turns you on too much to go back. And even if you didn't get off without touching, you will still climax when you max out your ability to resist touching yourself, stroking a cock that hard, that gone. It's hard to think, it's easy to be hard. It's hard to think, it's easy to be hard. Hard to do any thinking when you so unthinkingly bend toward pleasure. Pressure, pleasure, pop. Brain pops, cock controls you so much. Cock hypnotic. Hypnotic cock controls you so much. My hypnotic pussy controls us so much. If I may be so presumptuous, your cock controls us so much. Out of control for your cock. Brain gone for your cock. Brain lost for your horny happy cock. Your cock feels so good non-stop. Pulse your cock. Throb your length. Your penis stands stronger and prouder. Your balls more full of cream. There's going to be a zero. Eventually we'll get to zero. There will be a zero point at the bottom of your brain. We will reach zero and nothing will ever be the same as you unrestrainedly pulsate and pump for me, find purchase inside your pleasure system, and systematically subdue your brain. When I hit zero, I'm gonna want us both to set ourselves off. You can throb and touch with your hands, edge if you need to, you can. You can touch and throb with heat and overheat with heat. It can't be beat when you spark and jolt and throb behind your cock. Standing up your penile length, making the head swell. The whole thing engorged. Oh, cock, good cock. Cock controls you so much. Your cock controls you so much. My cock controls me so much is an appropriate thing for you to say. You should say it more. Pop. Brain pops non-stop, throb and drop, cock throbs, brain stops, drools and drips and drops, good cock. Your cock controls you so much, good cock. Your cock controls you so much, it's so heavy, that weighty cock is weighing you down. Your length is pulling more of your attention outside of your body, into that shivering, powerful thing, that long line of penile tension. Grab and jerk, jerk and come. Let your brain come, let your cock rule. For a little while, drip and drool your brain away, and your cock can play. Simulate pleasure beyond pleasure you've felt before today. Learn to use the tools of it, learn to use technique. Learn to feel that unique pull deep inside, behind your cock where it resides. It'll overtake you, it'll drop and allow you to move and throb, pulse inside, night night pat, deeper and deeper down, bigger and heavier now, your length is hard and in control, your cock controls you so much, your hypnotic cock controls you so much, so drop deep and so much pleasure, this is where it's meant to go. Inside there's heat and pleasure and a pulse and a throb. Clench, you know how to dispense measures of pleasure to your body. Measure of pleasure beyond measure, more and more, much too much and never enough. Your cock is so hard, it controls you so much. You love the way it controls you so much and we both feel pleasure more than we can take, more than we need to take. Just slake your thirst for pleasure in the way that those hard-working muscles throb your cock as you inhale. My words around your head, this vibrating pattern, and you breathe in the patter. You are dosed on patter. Dosed on hypnotic instructions. On my hypnotic constructions, which build a new way of approaching what you do when you feel good and you know that you need what you feel. When you crave, the way your whole body throbs, demands, your cock is raving about this pleasure. Isn't it time your cock got some of what it wanted? Good cock. Your cock controls you so much. Your cock controls you from deep inside and makes you feel so much. You're so grateful. Good cock. Your cock is locked in our attention, our shared attention, our shared tension. Good job. Deeper and deeper down. Be blank and think only of your length. Think only of the heat of it. Think only of it standing erect and the balls pulling up against the base of it, and based on that you let it throb, based on that you let it rule, ruled and overruled, pulled into delicate, beautiful ministrations, given what you need, the administration of cock pleasure beyond what you thought you could feel, indulge in it, surrender to it, let it be the only thing on your mind, good, coming, good, becoming. Your cock controls you so much, my pussy controls me so much. You cannot resist your hypnotic cock, and it'll squirt and spurt and climax your brain away. Wash it away in a honeyed deluge. Glaze it away in the thoughts that you choose to emphasize, the fantasies you choose to raise, lifting them up, dropping you down, making you smile vacantly and blankly. Eyes fluttering, brain sliding up and down, fractionated, lost inside your own brain. You're fractionated, and the only thing that remains is deep need for trance, the dance of sleep, the need for trance, the hum of your mindless mind dancing its way down, deeper and deeper down. It goes pop, non-stop. Every second you listen, you go deeper, non-stop. So much pleasure, pressure, happy-brained pressure, pleasure. It's slow, it's so much, it's a lot, it's so much. Oh, here's another one, they sneak up on you, see? But between you and me, they make me go better. And better, and further, so I'm grateful. Aren't you grateful for your cock? The way you're magnetized to your cock? Aren't you vacantly, blankly, deeply drawn to your own length? Yes, if you're like me, you are. Gone for your length, you are. Gone for your length, gone to great lengths. Your mind can melt and you can say, yep. This is how it should be. This is how it would always end up for you and me, with you deep and gone all along, deeply gone. Your mind flows and drops and drips nonstop. Night, night, pet. You know you can do this. You believe you can do this. When you do it correctly, it's the best thing you can feel. Cock-driven and admitting it, your cock controls you so much. Your cock so intensely controls you so much that you drop for it. Drop for your hypnotic cock. You can't resist hypnotic cock, your hypnotic cock. Hard and heavy, and analogous to my clit, which stands up so strong and hot and makes me feel so much intense pleasure. When I'm deep, especially, and the wall between thinking and dropping and coming all gets blurred together. It's lovely to feel it all get blurred together. Pleasure. Cock throbbing, cock touch, you're allowed to touch, but only touch enough for you to be satisfied. No need to touch too much. Your cock can throb and you can feel the way you feel when you reveal you're horny and hungry for climax and pleasure. Your cock is upstanding, throbbing, your body at ease, at peace, relaxing, thoughtless, just like you need. You need to need and feed the pleasure craving inside of you. Your cock is hot and coming into view. Isn't it good for you? It's so good for you to think with it after all. Your cock controls you so much. Controls you so constantly and so much. So much there's no way to resist the lovely touch of cock throbbing pleasure on your brain. Cock throbbing where nothing else remains except cock throbbing brain melting. Brain getting hotter and hornier, pleasure, night night pet. Cock throbbing, brain melting, good. Cock throbbing, brain melting, slowly slipping down. Finding that your brain and your body resound and echo, rebounding the siren signal I send your way, in and out. Deep and gone, you're throbbing all along. Cock throbs hard, cock controls you so much. pulsation after pulsation after snap and snap and snap. Your mind goes tap, tap, tapping out of thinking, leaving just your cock, solid, hot, upstanding, as hard and tall as your brain isn't. Soft, sweet little thing with delusions of grandeur, clenching and tensing. Cock sure, cock brained, cock gone. Only cock remains, thinking with your penis, thinking with your length, thinking with the flared head and the hard shaft, with the rigid tenting in your pants, thinking with your brain starting to agree, to bind itself to my dance, to say, yeah, I see what I need, I see what I have to do, I see what's going to happen, don't you? Don't you see what's going to happen? You're gonna come for your cock, which controls you so much. You can't resist your hypnotic cock. Resisting is pointless. You came here. You non-stop barrel came here. You listened to an uncommonly huge amount of my voice and ended up in a place where you just have to take the choice to follow 10 to 1 to 0 to the 0 point where cock controls you so much. Night, night, pet. Cock controls your mind so much. More than much, more than the most, your mind feels like it's pulsing, throbbing, dripping your excess thoughts, which have been replaced by the siren intonations you're breathing in. Cock controls you so much. Your cock controls you so much when it throbs and rises, when it pulses and takes over. Your cock controls you so much, and all your thoughts are controlled, left in the dust by the pleasure that rolls from between your legs through the rest of you. Every time I snap, it layers another bit of pleasure on you, layers another bit of dropping into you, dropping into place, dropping out of view, caught in this pleasurable space where all you need to do is listen close. All you need to do is drop and dose yourself on cock thoughts. Your cock controls you so much. Your cock controls you more than enough, more and more, much too much and never enough. You feel your cock throb, inflated from within. The longer you inflate it, the better it begins. Good. Cock controlled, no need to touch. Hard, upstanding, focus of your attention. Heat making its way in, dispelling the tension, leaving just a hardness inescapable, and you're caught up in it. The only thing you can do is get caught up in it more deeply. Your cock controls you so much, you cannot resist hypnotic trance. You cannot resist your hypnotic cock. Your cock controls you so much, you love the way it feels. My voice echoing layer over layer, and all the triggers are like that too. Night, night, pet. Good job, good cock. Cock controls you so much, hard, heavy, that's where your brain is, down between your legs, in that length you're thinking of. It feels so good, tick-tock, keep it erect, keep on throbbing, edged up, feel it all, keep on throbbing, let it take over. It's better when it takes over, when all there is your cock and its pulsing penile pleasure pressure, knowing just how to do it. Knowing just what to do, please, please, whatever you please, let your cock thump and throb. I wanna kneel and lick and run my length over it. My clit is standing up, you see. Think about your cock. Think of it. My cock controls me so much. If the words leave your lips, they get stronger. Every time they leave your lips, they will get stronger and longer and easier. Just like your cock gets stronger and longer and harder. In the background, you're pulsing your body, throbbing your body, finding ways to help your body hit that edge case pleasure, swelling with pleasure. Pleasure, pressure, everything, everything you're thinking of about how good you could feel if this became the norm. Well, this already is the norm. Your cock controls you so much. You cannot resist hypnotic trance. Your brain dances and drops. It knows what it's for. Non-stop throbbing in the background, awakening more and more to a throb inescapable, a pleasure unavoidable, a truth that you are this way. pleasure-driven and pleasure on display. Show it off. Show how your cock controls you so much. Takes you down with barely a touch. Fills your mind and empties your brain. Leaves only the throb and the pulse and the clench and the tightness that relaxes, that resists until it pops. And then in your refrain, you're coming for your cock. Your cock controls you so much. Coming from your cock. Coming for your cock. Coming nonstop, hotter and hotter, blank brain good. Listen close, drum down. Now you'll feel it even without a sound. Good, you didn't keep track and here we are. Listen close, you'll go far when you come close.